I appreciate you guys still being here. It's 4 o'clock, you know. We're getting to the end. So hopefully you have M&Ms or something that keeps you pepped up. 15, 20 more minutes. I have the pleasure, along with some co-authors here, of getting to work with some pretty unique data. And if people have questions about accessing public use data, I'd be happy to talk about them too. So this is data that was accessed through ICPSR, through the University of Michigan, data for sub-Saharan African countries. The overall framework for the study was that we know that adolescents in sub-Saharan Africa confront multiple behavior, physiological and social cultural factors that contribute to their vulnerability, particularly around sexual and reproductive health issues. As public health practitioners, we know that there's behavioral models that identify influences on sexual risk behavior, specifically perceived susceptibility, costs and benefits of engaging in particular behavior, social norms, sense of self, and rational or volitional decision making. The goal of this study was to examine how perception of risk is associated with condom use. Just a little bit of background, and know that compared to the U.S., so by high school age, U.S. it's about 46% of high school teens have had sex. So in sub-Saharan Africa, by age 20, it's 80%. Among 15 to 19-year-olds, both married and unmarried, men are more likely than women to have had more than two partners in the past year, which we know contributes, multiple partners contributes to HIV. Risk, contraceptive use is low. Use at first sex is 10% of men and 4% of women. At last use, report using condoms the last time they've had sex. And a number of factors contribute to this. One is urbanicity. So if you're more rural, you're less likely to report knowing where to obtain condoms or having access to them. And then in urban areas, generally is closely associated with higher education and greater access, both to actual condoms, but also to media and other exposure, which can increase likelihood of using condoms. We know that sub-Saharan Africa is at greatest risk right now for basically, greatly reducing their current populations. Right, there are actually countries whose populations are shrinking because the working age folks are infected with HIV and they're not living. So this is a particularly vulnerable group. 4% of women and over 1%, 1.5% of men, 15 to 24, were living with HIV in 2005. These young people constitute 50% of all new HIV infections in Africa. Young women are 9 times more likely than men to become infected, and other presenters today have laid out the rationale for why that's the case. One of the things that people have looked at, including myself, is how knowing someone with HIV impacts your choices about safer sex engagement. So what have we found is that we don't know. Some people have found that knowing someone with HIV does influence use of condoms or delays initiation of sex, but this is inconsistent. So we can consider this an area that still needs continued study because there's nothing to show either way at this point whether it matters. Good old public health belief model. Not one that we generally measure, right? This is not considered a highly measurable model. But we use it as our conceptual framework, this idea that how does perceived risk influence condom use? So we know that behavioral change is influenced by the extent that an individual feels personally responsible, that they perceive this illness to have serious consequences, that they are aware of the ways to avoid infection, that they believe that the benefits of prevention outweigh the costs, and that they believe that the measures to do so actually work. Right? So we were looking at how this perceived risk consequently was associated with condom use behaviors. Like I said, this was data derived from the National Survey of Adolescents, which was completed in 2004 and 5 in Burkina Faso, Ghana, Malawi, and Uganda. It was a nationally representative data collected through household-based surveys with adolescents 12 to 19. They did a stratified design, selecting both urban and rural households. The surveys were done individually with youth in the households, and the original sample size was pretty significant. So in two countries, it was over 4,000 youth, and in two countries, it was 5,000. And response rates ranged from 86 to 95%, which is pretty high. The measures that we used for this study were a personal experience with AIDS, and there were two questions associated with that. One, do you personally know someone who has the virus that causes AIDS? And do you personally know someone who has died of AIDS or other people who died of AIDS? Health and pregnancy worries were two questions. At this point in your life, how worried are you about each of the following? One was just your health in general, and the other one was getting someone pregnant or becoming pregnant yourself. And the answers were very worried, somewhat worried, or not worried at all. And the condom use questions were the first time you had sexual intercourse, was a male condom used, and at the last sexual intercourse with the person that they had named was a male condom used. And then we looked at age, gender, and urbanicity, which are three individual variables that we know tend to influence condom use. So we did multinomial logistic regression. This was latent class analysis. We were looking how individuals grouped. This is a lot of fancy statistics, and since I was not the statistician, I'm going to hope you don't ask me a lot of questions about it. But basically, latent class analysis looks to see how, when individuals answer questions, how they group into categories and what we can understand about how they group. So this was the model. The demographics being at the bottom and the independent areas. Just to give you, these were the demographic results from our study. And remember, people had to have reported condom use, which is why these numbers are disparate from the original numbers you saw in the total sample size. But there's some differences to point out. Age was pretty consistent. Gender was, except for Ghana, there were more men than women. Urbanicity, though, was quite varied. So in Burkina Faso and in Malawi, much more of the sample, or particularly Malawi, much more of the sample was urban than rural. So what does this look like? These are some tables. But basically what you see is that there were two factor classes in each country, and we labeled them differently. So in Burkina Faso, there was two groups, one which we call high perceived risk, meaning that they, 66% were very worried about their health, and almost 30% were very worried about becoming pregnant, so we considered them high risk, high perceived risk. Also high exposure to people with AIDS, so 55% knew someone with AIDS, and 90% of people knew someone who had died from AIDS. The second group, we also had high perceived risk, but there was low exposure to people with AIDS. So only 29% reported knowing someone who had died, and only about 4% reported knowing someone with AIDS. In this group, their perceived risk was still very high, though, so 60% were still pretty worried about their health. In Uganda, we also had this high perceived risk and high exposure category. But then we, instead of having a low category, folks were still very high exposure. But then the second group had much more moderate perception of risk. This all becomes important in a minute, I promise. In Ghana, neither group had very high perceived risk. Both we consider moderate. But one had high exposure to folks with HIV or AIDS, and the other had lower. Note that in the high exposure group, 100% reported knowing someone with HIV. So this is very high exposure, and 73% knowing someone who had died. And then lastly, in Malawi, there was also a moderate group with high exposure, and then a low perceived risk with low exposure. Again, here in the low perceived group, they knew nobody with AIDS. So this is, it's a lot of disparity in terms of this of exposure. Just to give you the odds ratios, because that's the easiest takeaway message. Only in Malawi were any of our covariates in terms of our individual characteristics predictive of condom use. And that was urbanicity, so people who lived in urban areas in Malawi. And remember, Malawi was very urban, right? I mean, this is where 46% of the population lived in urban areas. We're almost 2.5 times more likely to report condom use. Or sorry, to be in the moderate perceived risk group. And men were 2.5 times more likely to be in the moderate risk group. In terms of condom use, only the two countries where there was high perceived risk were there differences between groups in condom use. But high perception of risk in Burkina Faso increased condom use likelihood by 2.26, and in Uganda it was you were 5 times more likely if you were high, if you had a high perception of risk to use condoms. That was the outcome that we were looking for, right? That exposure and perception of risk really influences your behavior. So while it's not across the board, that doesn't become a surprise given that neither Ghana nor Malawi have a high perception of risk group. So there's some limitations. This was self-reported data. Adolescents may have over or underrepresented their condom use. This is secondary analysis of existing measures. So measure fitting constructs. You know, it wasn't the primary focus of the study, and so it may be weaker than if questions had been asked differently. And, you know, respectfully, these four countries have some differences both in their approach to HIV risk reduction education and the concerns about HIV risk and the myths within the countries about HIV transmission vary greatly. This is particularly true for Uganda, who was very early and very aggressive in their HIV risk reduction campaigns and was, until recently, very open to sexual risk reduction interventions and condom distribution. So there's very significant differences in these countries. In the end, what we found is knowing someone living with or who has died of HIV or AIDS alone does not increase your likelihood of reporting condom use. Although there are inconsistencies across the four countries, those with higher perceived risks were more likely to report condom use. And therefore, we conclude that adolescents need to believe that they're at risk for a negative outcome to engage in risk reduction behaviors, and that obviously we would still want to include in future work some demographics, because although only in Malawi in this study, urbanicity and being male still seem to have had predictive value for condom use. Again, perception alone isn't going to change behavior, so we need to continue to increase understanding of risk. This may include exposure. There's a number of studies that have shown that connecting youth with HIV-infected persons, like you did in your study in Thailand, has great influence in terms of increasing risk perception, believing it can happen to you once you're connected to somebody. But that interventions also need to be tailored to each country as values and myths. And beliefs vary widely. Thank you.